Today, we are going to do a guided meditation, and then we're also going to do an activity afterwards. So I would like you to just get comfortable and find a place, if you want to lay down, be my guest, if you want to find a comfy chair like this, and have a seat. And I want you to close your eyes as I take you through the meditation. Okay, go ahead, close your eyes. And I want you to breathe in through your nose. Hold it. And then breathe out like you're blowing a balloon up. Push it all the way out. Breathe in through your nose. Hold it. Breathe out. Continue to focus on your breath as you breathe in. And breathe out. Breathe in. And breathe out. Feel the rise and fall of your chest and your stomach as you breathe in. And breathe out. You feel your shoulders relax, your neck is relaxed, your jaw is relaxed. I'm going to walk you through a forest. You're walking along a path, and we come upon another path that we decide we are going to turn down. So we start down this path, this little path through the trees, and we can smell the smells of a forest. The dirt beneath our feet. We hear a crackle of a branch that we step on. We feel the plants brush our legs as we walk past. And we continue down this path. And we walk past a stream. We hear those sounds, those little bubbly sounds as we walk past. In the distance, we see that this path is leading somewhere. So we continue to walk down. We feel this warmth as we're getting closer to the end of the path. We see a clearing. And in that clearing is a beautiful tree. You walk into the clearing and you feel that warmth on your face. And you walk towards that tree and realize there's someone there waiting for you. You recognize that figure. And as you get closer, you realize it's your special person. It's your loved one right there. You are overcome with emotion. And they say hello. What do you do next? Your loved one says, I only have a little bit of time to spend with you. They invite you to come sit on a bench with them and you talk. You realize you have all these questions. What do you want to ask? Ask them. What does your loved one say back to you? You look at them and you look at their face. What do you see? You don't want this to ever end because you're finally able to have connection. However, your loved one says it's time for them to go. You look at them and you realize it is time for them to go. And it's time for you to re-enter the forest. It's time to say goodbye. Your loved one tells you you can always come back to this place to see them again. And then you can ask another question. You turn around and they begin to walk away. You turn and you go back into the clearing away from the bench and tree. You feel that warmth on your face. It's still there. Your body is still warm as you re-enter the forest. Your body starts to cool as you go by the bubbling brook, that stream that you had passed as you were walking towards the clearing. You continue to walk past the little plants that brushed your legs. You hear that crunch of a bush or a branch that you step on. You can feel and smell the scents of the path, the dirt beneath your feet. You return to that original main path that you were in your walk in the forest. And you are different now. You now know that you can always go back to see your loved one. I want you to take a breath in through your nose. Hold it. Out through your mouth like you're blowing up a balloon. Push it all the way out. Breathe in. And breathe out. You continue to feel your jaw be relaxed. Your neck is relaxed, your shoulders are relaxed. You continue to focus on your breath as you feel the rise and fall of your chest and belly with each breath. When you are ready, the activity that we're going to do is write a letter to your loved one. You've just seen them. You may have more questions for them. You may have things that you want to tell them. Go ahead, write the letter to them. That is your activity. This could be tough. This meditation could be tough, but guess what? You can go back there anytime that you wish. So with that being said, take to the pen and paper and go ahead, write the letter. I am your friend in grief, and I will see you next week. You take care.